Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to episode 426 of 4th and John. I'm Gale Saunders here with Tim Kincaid. Good morning to y'all. It's a morning podcast. It's an OTA update. We actually got some updates to talk about. Some interesting nuggets of information like Jordan Davis's actual weight. The kind of things that crazy Eagle fans are just lurking and waiting for. I know there's another practice that's going to be happening soon. But I can honestly say I was very excited to hear some of the players speak yesterday. I felt like after that, I was a little rejuvenated. How are you feeling after that that presser yesterday?
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning to you, sir. Nah, the pressers were, how would you call it? Oh, I get it. Refreshing. It was refreshing. It was it was a reminder to saying, hey, football is almost here. You know, I mean, we can fill it. I love the pressers. I love watching. I love getting on Twitter. I'm that crazy of an Eagles fan. I love getting on Twitter and seeing Jimmy Kiski. Shout out to Jimmy. Shout out to, you know, everybody that is at OTAs that are allowed to have that access to, just bless us with a little bit of film. So, yeah, man, I'm super excited to see that. How about you? Like, because I know how you are. You get geeked up.
I'm waiting for any nugget I can get, because I'm really at the end of the day, you're really trying to piece together this puzzle that is the Philadelphia Eagles, right. And every little thing that you can figure out about who this team is or where they're at mentally. Because at the end of the day, with all these updates, you know, some people will look at this squad and be like, you know, you have no idea what they're practicing on that given day. So it's not like they could be practicing something. So with the scheme, and then if they happen to have four interceptions like yesterday, people might overreact over that. But I think just talking in terms of practice, I think the defense had it their way, like Burger King. We got four interceptions on the day. I feel like a lot of people have been talking about Isaiah Rodgers and his impact as of late. Again, two practices that the Beats have gotten to attend, and they feel a certain way that he's bringing the juice. And this is coming off of being off for a year. So I think Isaiah Rodgers, fans have been excited about Isaiah Rodgers all offseason. That's been pretty much talk of a lot of Eagle fans.
Yeah, what's exciting about Isaiah Rodgers is he put up a post that kind of rubbed the people the wrong way, and then like it was like magnitude, and it was like flipped around, and then coming to find out DRC is his cousin. Family. That's family.
That's so crazy.
That's crazy, and to see him rock the Kelly Green and the hat, and you know, because you got to remember, DRC went from license plates guy doing the zero rings, which we burnt at Artel Gate.
Yeah.
and two, okay, all right, I'm back swing with the Eagles, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's a little cuzzo there. So that was super cool to see that. I was like, all right, because I was a big fan of DRC, bro.
Same.
He disappointed me.
Same.
Yeah, I was a big fan of his. I was like, oh man, we got a corner. But yeah, man, just seeing that, also seeing like the competition that's about to be installed. Once OTA's mandatory is here and everybody's here. I was disappointed with one person. And I don't already. I was disappointed with one person. But I am still trying to figure out if it was personal reasons why he wasn't at OTA's. I mean, I get it. It's not mandatory. It's volunteer. I get it. But Kelly Ringo, brother, you need to be at every OTA. What's going on?
Well, baby? I mean, like people will say stuff about like player. There's usually good reason. Like you don't know if someone had a death in the family. You don't know if someone might have had a child. You don't know if there's a sickness in the family that they have to attend. Exactly. You know, like. It is like I remember LeSean McCoy talking on their pod, talking about how he had to miss practice because his best friend's father died, and he wasn't going to be at practice. And Chip was like, you know, but it, you know, like these things happen. We don't know the full extent of why players do miss. And again, it's next week is mandatory. Right. This week is just it is what it is. Shout out to Mark Bird, Rome, Chase. In the building, in a cool tones here. We are here for Friday pod, surprise Friday pod. I figured, why don't we talk about some Eagles since we got a little news and nuggets. And a cool tone is here. He says, we early today. What's up, fellas? And chat.
Yes, sir.
Tim Perkins in the building. Darren G is here. Mark Bird said he was impressed with Ross answering his questions. We're going to get into that.
We're going to get into that one.
Chase says, I saw DRC at Chickies and Pete's when we got him and asked him a bonehead question, and I walked away hanging low with shame.
Oh, man. What was the question? What was the question, Chase?
It's funny. My old website, Skinny Post, we had DRC on for an interview back in the day.
Yeah. Was he cool?
Yeah, he was cool. Cause I was a fan.
Yeah,
it was cool. Darren says,
I have a funny story about DRC. I'll tell a little bit. So.
Darren, yeah, I when I started the show, I saw that it said 11 p.m. and I had to fix it.
Hey! Friday morning. He's been working all week.
I'm drinking my coffee. Just got back from New York City.
Yeah.
So everybody, I'm in a blur half the time because I'm like traveling so much that. I don't know if I'm going or if I'm coming. I'm about to get on the road in an hour, but I figured we'd get on this podcast and talk about the Eagles, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Just like I told y'all a couple pods ago, yo, Gale is a rolling stone. Wherever he lays his hat is his home.
Papa was a rolling stone, man. Chase says, are you ready to ball? And he just shook his head and walked away. He was like, bro, give me them crab fries. Leave me alone.
Yeah, he probably gave him that look like, yeah, what are you? It's probably like, hey, now you're an all-star.
Get your game on. Go play. Shout out to Hollywood Hearn. He's down in Nashville. Shout out to Primo, who's probably working. And shout out to Hollis. This is a good morning. Good semi-afternoon pod. So hopefully you guys are ready to rock. Let's see. Let's talk about the presser. Like if we're going to go some of the pressers that were very interesting to me, I really – we'll start with John Ross. Okay. I thought John Ross – it's very rare that you get players that are transparent with their situation. They might give you little to none information about where they are at, but I felt like John Ross gave us more than that. I felt like he was very open. And
he was emotional.
He sounded like he had some struggles with maybe some off the field struggles with a certain thing. I mean, I like the fact that, you know, he talked about his son being his inspiration. I feel like that really tugged at a lot of people's heartstrings. And the way that he his son, the Eagles were the second team that he said that his son wanted him to play on. And matter of fact, John Ross grew up an Eagle fan. I know coming out of college, he trained with DeSean Jackson. That was one of his guys. John Ross, I just thought he was very transparent, very open. I think this is the kind of stuff that makes you start rooting for said player when you see his level of intent. I feel like he's coming here with good intent. He said, "It could have been an Eagles tryout in Canada, and I would have showed up." Because we're talking about a top 10 pick whose story arc has been up, down, and now, you know, he said he retired and didn't really want to retire. So there's really, I think there's more backstory that I'd love to hear. But what did you think of John Ross's presser?
John Ross's presser, man, was very emotional. He just seemed just excited to be playing football. And his son, he has a 7-year-old son that plays football, wants to be like him. And you know, Father's Day is around the corner. And I'm a father of three. I got two boys and a girl. And when I tell you, when you see your kids enjoy something, it's the most happy experience. It's like out of body experience because you've been there, right? But now you get a chance to go there and show, this is how your pops used to be. You know what I mean? I used to get my little glory days when I used to beat my sons in basketball when I'm out in front, or we go to the gym. Y'all don't know who I was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But and it was super, super cool. And there's a presser. There's something from the presser I want to read. John Ross said he was extremely happy to get a chance to try out for the Eagles. He said he celebrated with his son when he got the news and he would get another chance. Like, that's just something that, like, and just to see the humbleness, the purity in that whole situation where he's like, I'm here. And I'm not going to take this for granted because, you know, you got all this money, right? You're an athlete, got all this money, but your career could be over in a snap of Thanos, like a snap of a finger,
right?
So when I seen that, you can just tell there behind his eyes there was something that he was going through, and the pressures and the opportunity he had, he couldn't take full advantage of what he wanted to do and show the people what he wanted to do. I still believe he still has that 4.2 speed. What do you think?
Well, he said his speed is more inconsistent. He said he feels like he's a little faster. I feel like in terms, he says, like, I'm running a 4.1 now, but he says his speed is more consistent. But I mean, 4.2 speed is 4.2 speed. Again, you know, like overreaction. You know, he did have, they said that he did have a good practice yesterday, and he's looked good. I mean, and again, it's just about the opportunities and about him showing up and showing he's capable. And again, we're talking about field stretcher. Do we have a true field stretcher? I know Paris has juice. I know AJ got juice. I mean, Devontae got juice. Yeah. But I do think John Ross has field stretcher speed. At the end of the day, it's like, can he stay healthy? And, you know, we talked about our prospects to be on this roster. Like, you got a John Ross, you got a Paris Campbell, who I think we had Paris Campbell on our initial wide receiver depth chart for the 53. Mm-hmm. We had guys like Britton Covey on there from a wide receiver six standpoint, him special teams, and, you know, gives you slot ability. And then we talked about Anaya Smith, who we're big fans. Shout out to Anaya Smith for putting us on his vlog. It's great to see his energy and his enthusiasm for the city, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you actually see it from his eyes, being a new time Eagle and a new addition to the city. So I think he's opening up to he called pretzels bread.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. There's certain things he says, and I'm just like, what is he talking about?
But it's all good.
But hey, nice. We would like for you to be on 4th and Chalk.
I said, nice. I'm like, yo, we got to get you on the platform. He's like, yeah, most definitely. So he said, I definitely had to ask him because I was like, oh, I love your content. But again, talking about the wide receivers, moving right along to the next person in that presser, Paris Campbell was very impressive. I felt, again, when you talk about like humbleness, I felt that from Paris. I felt like,
right.
And you know how me in an interview in a presser, like I examine those things so closely because I learn a lot from pressers, body language, you know, stuff like that, words that they choose to say. But I felt Paris Campbell very humble. He talked about the opportunity coming here in Philadelphia with guys like AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. Why would you want to go there? You know, he's like, I want to be with greatness. Like, I want to be amongst some of the best wide receivers and add to the room. Has that foundation with Sirianni when he was the OC in Indianapolis. I think he's a good add. He's got the yak ability. He definitely dealt with some injuries. So we're trying to figure out who he is and where he's at. But what did you think about Paris?
First, bro, I like what he came on and he said, basically. And I'm gonna say a couple things from the Devontae interview from WIP. I know there was a reason why he came here. He came here because number one, Nick Sirianni. He said Nick Sirianni he said he's the same guy that he was back in when he was with the Colts. For one, and number two, the reason why was because this is something that Devontae said. Devontae said the reason why he doesn't see that it's going to be a problem where there's so many guys because the ball is going to go where it needs to go. It is all dependent on coverage. And he thinks that Paris Campbell is going to be a perfect fit because he is going to be that guy that's going to be able to create mismatches because he thinks there's going to be a lot of movement in this offense. And he's going to take great ability and an advantage over the mismatches that we're going to have here. And so when I say that, I just think Campbell, he's going to be another guy that will chip on his shoulder because, let's be honest, and Ross, guess who did them dirty in the NFC East? The Giants. He got benched. He wasn't even getting that much playing time. You know, people are out here doubting both of them. So what I'm saying is, and King is definitely right. Shout out to King from Twitter. How he likes making these signings because these guys have a chip on their shoulder and they're going to be thankful for the opportunity and they're going to take full control of their opportunity to the best of their ability. So I love it, man.
No, I like that aspect where you get these players in a position where they have to put up or shut up, or kind of like, you know, you're on a 1-year deal, you're in a situation, it's a good situation where if you ball out, this means money for you. This is the same thing with DeAndre Swift last year.
Coming
here on his contract, and the fact that it was like, if you have a big year, you're going to get paid. And he wanted to get paid. And at the end of the day, he did get paid, and which was great for him. And he took the guaranteed money that he could get. So be it. When you put players in that type of situation, it's either they have to ball out or not. Right. And when you talk about Paris Campbell and his abilities, and you think about Quez Watkins and his lack of ability in those type of situations where, I mean, you're just like, were they trying to make Quez into something that he was not? But versus Campbell, I think is the better fit for doing that stuff. And they said Paris Campbell, they've been pretty interested in his size. He's pretty big, and he came in, you know, I think he's pretty built as well. So I feel like that's the kind of guy you want in there banging in the on the crossing routes and motion, you know, getting yak. I think he's got that ability. I think you also have Anaya Smith, who's got that yak ability as well. But I definitely think that'll be good to see.
But were you saying that though, and you're seeing all these guys are coming in and getting camp advice, and you know today's June 1st. We'll get on that later. But
is it June 1st today? May 31st. Well,
tomorrow. But so sorry, tomorrow's June 1st. So people are going to be getting released. Things are going to be, you know, missing, matching, and signing here, signing there, getting released. So when you're saying that, though, do you feel that with this wide receiver room and with the top talent that we have, because let's be honest, and you've been in a locker room like this, where you have top talent like this, the talent on the bottom starts stepping it up. This is what happened in 2017 when we had Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith. And guess who else balled out? Nelson Aguilar. He balled out in 2017. That's the type of stuff that you need. And Quez Watkins did not. He just didn't fit that bill. I don't know what the hell happened to him. I think he got comfortable, in my opinion. But you got guys like this with Campbell and Ross. They look in his room, man. That's AJ Brown.
Hey, but they're also hungry. You know, they're talking about Paris's situation and Ross's situation. Those guys are hungry. Like, you know, if you also look at it, you look at the draft capital, how he's throwing darts at high end draft prospects that might not have panned out, but had some kind of ability. So, you know, how he is continuing to show that he's taking flyers on high end draft prospects. But shout out to John. Shout out to you for stopping by. He says he loves the show. Shout out to you, John. Shout out to Eagles Philly. He says good morning to everyone on here, and have a safe and blessed day and weekend, and stay safe, stay blessed, and fly Eagles fly. See, this is the way to approach Friday. You know, that's how when I get to Friday, this is how I feel. I want all my people to be safe, be blessed, have a great positive weekend. Vibes. Going to the weekend. I'm trying to figure out what I'm actually going up to Allentown today, see some family. Nice. So I'm cool with it. Mark says, I love these wide receivers, humble and team first players. They're in a good situation, man. Paris Campbell also talked about he had a 30 visit with the Eagles. He said that he, when he went home and he spoke with his girlfriend, who is now his wife, he said that he was hoping that he'd land with the Eagles. He's like, it's funny how things work out. He's like, now I'm here where I wanted to be. He's like, I love the culture. I love the facilities. I love how it was a family atmosphere. So that speaks volumes to what the Eagles are doing behind the scene.
Now, J.J. Ortega.
when J.J. Ortega got out of that car, only diehards will know. When you saw J.J. get out of that SUV, and he was like, let's go.
Hey, you're an all-star.
I was like, and I was trying to be, you know, again, you try to stay positive, but there again, I was like, I wasn't sold on the let's go. But again, shout out to him and his fam. We met his mom at the Washington game a couple years ago. Very nice. Very nice people.
Very nice. Very nice.
I saw his brother at a Jets game. It had to be his brother because there was only one person in the stadium who had a J.J. Ortega Whiteside jersey, and they didn't make him at the time. And the jersey went all the way. His name was so long that it curved on the side.
Oh, it curved?
I was like, bro, they don't even make those.
Yeah, they don't make those. Yeah, I sat next to his mom at the Kansas City game. And like, oh man, people were booing her son, and I knew, I was like, I didn't say nothing. I was just like, it's tough.
Shout out to Conrad in the building. He says, "Happy Friday, fam." He says, "Y'all caught me by surprise with the midday show. We're gonna switch it up. because I, you know, I'm working half day Fridays on Friday for the rest of this summer. So we're trying to bring more content as the season rolls on. Perk says going into the weekend signing Simmons, Campbell, and Simmons. Perk is speaking. That is very gospel.
Yeah, come on, man.
When somebody comes and gives their testimony, this would be the testimony.
That's it.
That I want to hear today. We actually had this conversation. I said, this kind of move right here is locking it up. This is locking it up. This is like shoring all your trying to think of the right word. You're shoring up everything with if bringing in these guys. So right now the Eagles have 23.3 million.
It was like $23.3 million. But things gonna change tomorrow. I'm just saying, things are gonna be changing tomorrow because you know how he is like that Wolverine when he's laying down in the bed and he's just looking at that waiver wire.
Perk is also talking about Renfro, who's also been we heard some stuff about Renfro and the Eagles being interested. So that might be interesting. Shout out to Kevin in the building. What's up, fellas? He says Ryan checking in says good morning, bros. Go Birds and have a safe, fun weekend.
I think this time that we're doing this is pretty dope. Yeah, like I think we bust them upside the head. They ain't even know it was coming.
Yeah, man, I'm just excited to talk about the Eagles, to be honest, always and forever. Rome says when Jay Jaw got out the car, I knew we were cooked. I even know the outfit, khaki pants, and he had like a checkered shirt, and I was like,
well, this is what I knew we were kind of messed up when.
You can't break a player down by the fit, but I'm just saying.
What? Saying. Well, no.
I'm trying to be nice.
You're always nice. No. Nice. No, we gotta say.
But I there's a certain when what's his name, Robert, the DN from the Bears.
Oh, Quinn. Robert Quinn.
When he showed up in the San Francisco, no edge up. I was like, come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he ain't going to work.
$40 million in the bank. $2 edge up. Come on.
The dangling cigarette. Somebody going to change somebody's. Dangling cigarette going to change somebody's oil. Uncle, come on, man.
Yo, Chase, said the fit matters.
Facts.
Sleeves. Yeah. It's attention to detail. Attention to detail is very key. Very key.
Shout out to Chase.
We nicknamed J Jaw J Now after that. Got out of the car, wasn't his. Oh man. But moving right along. Another person, Isaiah Rodgers. Again, we talk about the situation, how he has some of these guys coming in from. Isaiah Rodgers missed some time with that the gambling situation. Talked about the fact that the game was taken away from him and what that meant to him and how much he realized that the league did not need him. The league moves on without you. Kind of like the way that he summed it up was kind of perfectly in the sense of the way that he's saying it. The fact that he because Paris had asked him, how do you stay in shape? How'd you keep your mentals right? He said, I had the same schedule that I had as I was in the league. So
that's impressive.
That's really impressive. I mean, I like to hear those little things and how he kept himself locked in. He said that the Eagles didn't really follow up with him. And it kind of like his agent said, keep your head down and put in work. But he said the fact that the Eagles had enough faith. The Eagles were the only team that reached out.
Yeah.
So the Eagles were the only team that reached out, and I feel like they got a gem. And so far, so good. He's not in the Hall of Fame yet, but after two practices, he's looked pretty good. So I'm very interested in to see what he brings to the table. Kevin says Isaiah Rodgers is fitting. Because, again, he's hungry, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys are hungry. Right. So, yeah. Way it is, I like it.
I just want to see. I can't, like I said, I just can't wait for mandatory OTAs and when camp starts to get all these guys to be chopping at the bit to make the squad. And just to see if Vic Fangio, you know, me and Gail were talking yesterday about you know, doing a Friday episode in the morning. And there was one thing we were talking about. We were saying positionless corners that where you can outside, inside, Maddox, safety, things like that. Those creating where you have a Swiss Army knife in the back end. Because let's be honest, the back end was ass. You know what I'm saying? Like it was ass. So this is exactly what I'm talking about, baby. Like I'm saying, secondary not getting beat, and we're young. We are young. The eldest statement is Darius Slay, and Darius Slay is he's at that moment in his career or that point of his career where he's like, yeah, I want to help out these young Bulls so they can be ready to take over when I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Like that right there. And if you're a young player or somebody and a veteran is saying that to you, yo, if you need a place to stay or you need something, you come to me. Yeah, I want to win. Let's go out on a bang. Let's win a ring for him. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of energy that you get for when you have an OG on you have an OG presence like that.
No, I mean that OG presence with Slay is for real. Like it couldn't be a better situation for all you people out here just talking nonsense. Slay brings a level of leadership that some of you guys don't even know or see behind the scenes. The stuff he does with younger players. The mentorship has been huge. His mentorship, even with Jalen, and sitting down with Jalen and talking about coverages and what he's seeing, he's been doing this for all our players. So at the end of the day, perfect opportunity for DeJon and Quinyon Mitchell to just pick his brain. Isaiah Rodgers says the rookies have been picking his brain, so very high on the questions they've been asking. And I think Isaiah Rodgers is in a great position, but Jordan Davis, on the last pod, I know people were talking about his weight, and we're trying to guesstimate what his weight was, and
I was way off.
I think Hearn said 280. And
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looked at him, I said, bruh, he's not 280. He's like, I don't know. But I was saying that I said maybe around 325, 330. But that weight, 350, some people are like, if he lost 25, that means he was 375. But like I feel like he put on a lot more muscle. So I feel like he's ready and willing to take the next step in his career. Like, because you think about a lot of these players And part of being a professional athlete is being a professional. You got to start. We're talking about the diet. We're talking about limiting the amount of Arizona iced teas and the gummy bears. Because we talked
about the South, though.
We talked about the gummy bears pre-draft. Because we all the crazies know. He said he had a love for the Haribo. The Arizona iced teas, I get it. A lot of sugar. He said he's moving into the mango juice.
Whole Foods, Whole Foods.
giving shout out. But it's funny to see his, he understands. Like Vic Fangio presses are talking about Jordan Davis. He's already mentioned their conditioning twice already. So he said the one interesting thing from his presser that he said no one can save us now. Yeah. It's about us. And I feel like Fletcher Cox not being here and all the other people that wanted to kill Fletcher Cox years ago about he was washed up and he was their most consistent lineman. Like to talk about our veterans by some of people in our community that don't understand that these Eagle veterans that are in the locker room are there for reasons. We're talking about mentoring the next generation of players. Brian Dawkins talks about some of the players that mentored him when he got here as a rookie. These players, like I remember Trent Cole talking to me about how Hollis brought those guys in and mentored these guys. So there's always players in the locker room. It's great to have them while you have them, so the next generation of these players can be who they are as professionals. Like, you know, so if Jordan Davis, when Jordan Davis and Jalen Carden get there, I think it'll be off the strength of the mentorship they got from guys like BG and Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what my favorite part of this whole presser? It was Jordan Davis. And the reason why I say it's Jordan Davis, and this is what it was. What's the change for Jordan Davis and the Eagles since Vic Fangio has became the DC? No bullshit. There's no bullshit. And he was cussing. He was like, "Ooh, hope y'all edit that out." I love that. I love that because he's showing that he's. It's like what's that girl that keeps on doing this dance?
I don't know that dance.
The JoJo. You know when everybody's so used to looking at you like a kid, but mm-hmm. you're like, yo, I'm no longer a kid. I'm a grown ass man. This what this presser was about for me, and basically what he said was, like I said, he said, I hope y'all bleep that out, but it's really no bullshit with him. It's straight ball. Some people like it, some people don't. Like that's what that brought to me was saying like. This is his year, and he knows it's gonna. He knows it has to be his year because what's everybody want? Everybody wants to get paid. He knows, and it's around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So I think that Jordan Davis is going to be a dog. I want to put him in my honorable mention for dog of the year. I think he's going to be a dog.
Dog of the year. Okay, I'll take that. I hopefully Carter already. I feel like he's a dog. I just feel like.
Yeah.
As a pro, once he becomes a pro, pros pro.
Right.
Pros are like who get it from day one and it continues to get better. Then that's what I mean from a pros pro.
Question. Do you think if he can, and you and I want to say wavelength with pros pros, if he gets the pros pros, I can definitely see him being the next Aaron Donald.
I mean, it's sky's unlimited for Jalen Carter. Moving right along in that presser, we also had Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith, he started the presser with insane amounts of energy. I felt like his positivity and his juice nature. He said he brings the juice all the time. I think you felt that. He was just talking all the stuff he learned from Lane Johnson. He was like pointing out media members' feet. In just the way that I was like, it's hilarious to hear him talk, but I just feel like he knows what's expected of him. And now he was my breakout player for this year.
That's right.
In terms of him getting there, I feel like you know, his presser was very entertaining. But Brian Guy says Nolan Smith was my favorite. Shout out to Todd. He says Nolan Smith got. He said I don't care if I'm off ball, on ball. You gotta hit somebody dead in they shit. And I felt like that was like exactly the way that he summed it up. I felt that.
Bro, he is raw in his presser. He is straight up raw, son. You can't be talking about women's feet, son.
I was like, chill, Rex.
Yo, I said that in the group chat. Chill. I said, yo, remember I said the group. I said, yo, this, yo, Nolan out here. Wow, and you can't be talking about ladies' feet. He said, you see her feet. Her feet bunched up. You know she can't even do a.
At first, I was like, you see your feet. Look at them bunions. Like I'm like. And then I'm like,
son, what you doing?
Whose feet is he talking about? But
he's talking about the lady's feet.
No, I actually know who he's talking about because I'm crazy like that. But yeah, I understand that.
You'll be looking at her sideways when you see her.
But it just talking about Nolan. Hopefully, his health is where it's supposed mm-hmm. to be. Because he can, you know, as positive as everything was. We just need to see it. So at the end of the day, we need to see it. So that's what it is. You know, I think with Hassan being gone, he talked about Hassan, what he brought to him, his career. There was like a Jedi mentor for all these guys, whether it was Hassan for Nolan, whether it was Fletcher Cox for Jalen Carter and, Jordan Davis, whether it's Slay and now our Rooks, there's a Jedi mentor at every level of this roster, whether it was Lash a couple years and Jason Kelsey grooming the next and Cam Jurgens, Jordan Mulata. We've had a lot of great mentors, and I feel like we're in a good spot. And just talking about some in the practice – some of the things that we from yesterday's practice, six notable players that were not at practice yesterday. Talked about Devontae Smith, Lane Johnson, defensive end Josh Sweat, Darius Slay, James Bradbury, and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Obviously, none of those players ring a bell except for one, which would be James Bradbury. James Bradbury's situation is different than the rest of these guys. We all know what these guys that I just mentioned, their role on this team. The other guy who could be on his way out is James Bradbury. June 1st is right around the corner. So I think we're just waiting for this moment.
1.4, they re-release him. I hope they trade him. I hope they hope he can go somewhere where he can be possibly a contender. I do like James Bradbury, you know, as off the field. On the field last year was tough for him. I just think it's the age factor. And he had problems with twitchy wide receivers. And I don't think it helped with the DC putting him in the position that they put him in. But he's a pro's pro. He gets it. I just hope, you know, he lands in a better spot, but we need to move on. Number 24 needs to be released so we can give it to somebody else because we run out of numbers in the Eagles.
Hey, the Birds can designate him as a post June 1st cut and won't owe anything toward the salary cap this year. Bradbury's contract would carry a $4.3 million in dead cap, so I think that would be for next year, is what I read. Just talking about some of the situations where, I mean, some of the depth charts from with Lane Johnson out, the starting lineup from yesterday, Jordan Mulata, Landon Dickerson at left guard, Cam Jurgens at center, Tyler Steen, right guard, Mekhi Becton filled in for Lane Johnson. And, you know, you're seeing this situation here, and this is your contingency plan for Lane Johnson, like just in case.
Right.
Anytime Lane Johnson has gone out, this has been an area of weakness. If you look at the record of the Eagles when Lane Johnson is hurt, it is not good. And you talk about these upgrades. The fact that, you know, we had Jack Driscoll, who's that swing guy, emergency left tackle. Talk about Big V. I think Mekhi Becton, that's a great secondary option.
Bro, have you seen him?
It's huge.
He's huge.
Big guy.
He looks good, too, man. He looks good. So
go watch the film. Go watch the film versus the Eagles when we lost that game.
That, and then go look at some of the OTAs. He looks phenomenal, man. So I'll be rooting for him. I'll definitely be rooting for him.
Well, then you think about the mentorship with Stoutland at Stoutland University. He's in a great, again, another guy in a situation where he's got ample room to improve. He has the skill set. If anyone can get him there, it's Stoutland University. So I'm feeling great about that.
You know, another thing is what I'm feeling great about is just because of Vic Fangio and Stoutland being here, the mental toughness, the mental makeup, it goes a long way here. And mental is everything because players are people too. So. And it overcomes, especially Lane overcame it. I think we had who was the other guard that had mental issues, and he had to get over those things because of mental toughness.
You mean
a while ago? He just graduated. Brandon Brooks, like that, and I think a lot of the times, man, and I just want I'm going to say it real quick and move on. But Mekhi, he had mental issues when he was with other clubs because there's so much pressure being counted on when him coming to Philadelphia is being a backup. I think it's going to work out beautifully. So,
hey, if we need him, I'm fully confident that he'll be that guy. Right. Second team offensive line, Fred Johnson, left tackle, Darian Kennard, Brett Toth at center, then Hennessy at right guard, and then Neem Dankwa. Shout out to my guy, Justin from the Draft Network, he sent me a DM me this yesterday. He said the Eagles made Justin Mello. If you're not following at Justin M underscore NFL, Justin Mello, he's done a lot of great interviews on the Draft Network with a lot of our players. So check out his interview. But the fact that Dankwa he's one of the highest paid UDFAs in the league. With $275,000 guaranteed. So, you know, the Eagles, usually when they find someone that they pay the most money, they usually try to keep them around for as long as possible. So there we are with the depth from the offensive line. The wide receiver lineup without Devontae Smith yesterday was A.J. Brown, Paris Campbell, and Joseph Nagata. Nagata, you know, I'm trying to figure out where Nagata's at. I'm not.
He was exactly a beast in Clemson, bro.
He was a five star.
He was a beast. I don't know what happened to him, but
he's got an opportunity. He's been here. He dealt with an injury last year. I feel like we'll see where he's at. But that was the depth chart there. Obviously, Devontae Smith had something going on. Everything's good. All right. Everything's okay for people out there. Now Heath has a question. He said, do you bros think that Juergens is going to be able to fill the big shoes of Jason Kelce this season or in the future? I feel like he is. I feel like he's gotten every bit of time to be that guy. He got an amazing opportunity to learn under Kelce. I think I like his mobility. I think he's suited for – like, he was not suited for right guard. No. Like, that to me didn't work. That, to me, I didn't like that. So I feel like he's now in the position that he's supposed to be in. And now we can start getting – it is weird to watch the linemen together and not see Kelce around. But
it's super weird. It's super weird not to see 62 on the field. But I will say this for Mr. Beef Jerky's position. Jason Kelce's not gone. He's still coming to NovaCare, so he still has that, you know, that battery put it in him, and you know, anytime he needs something, he's there for advice. Same thing with Cox as well for the defensive side. So these guys are going to be good, man.
Drew says, I'm glad BG is still around with Fletch, Kelsey, and Reddick gone. Not sure if I could stomach it. I think I got a great opportunity to just see Brandon Graham up close at the Trent Cole football camp the last 2 years. And to watch him coach the younger kids and get them motivated. And I'm sitting there with my camera and I'm filming Brandon Graham, and I'm having him talk through what he's seeing, what he's coaching, and what he's teaching these kids. And I'm sitting there like a kid in a candy store. I'm like, BG, tell me what you're looking at or what you're trying to get out of these kids in this drill. And then he's like going over how he strip sacked Brady. We're watching film, and just to see him interact with the kids and just his motivation is huge. Right. So again, it's great to have him around for one more year. The farewell tour is going to be a little tough for me. He's been one of my favorites.
Yeah, I gotta get a 55 jersey though. I feel like I need to get one.
You got to. Yeah, gotta get one. Now the cornerback lineup yesterday without Slane Bradberry, Isaiah Rogers, Ringo, and Tyler Hall in the slot with no CG. The top safeties were Reed Blankenship and Avante Maddox. It's again interesting to hear Avante Maddox getting those safety looks. But, you know, talk about the second team defense. You had Quinyon Mitchell, Eli Ricks on the outside with Cooper DeJean in the nickel spot. Cooper's getting. He was going from the slot to the boundary corner. So it's good to see him being interchangeable. I still think you could put Cooper at safety too. Like, I feel like he's going to be that versatile piece that, again, I like his, when people were just poo-pooing the idea of Cooper, I said, yo, his ability to move all over is where I like, you know, I still see him more of an inside than, like, I feel like, you know, his ability on special teams as well. Paul Returner looks like Anaya Smith is back there for getting punt returns. He actually had a fumble, muffed one yesterday. That's the only thing he got involved in. Britton Covey, Isaiah Rogers, and Cooper DeJean back at punt returns, which is kind of interesting. I really want to see what Tyler Hall brings to the table, too.
Yeah. We definitely want to see Tyler Hall, what he brings to the table. Mm-hmm. Now He's a good nickel.
Yeah. Also plays safety as well.
Yeah.
So, again, a lot of these guys have some versatility.
Yeah.
Eagles' top defensive line yesterday was Brandon Graham, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, and Bryce Huff. So, you know, nothing too surprising there.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what more Ujomo and Marlon Tuipulotu bring to the table. Now, it was interesting in the first team secondary on 7-7s. It was Isaiah Rogers, Keely Ringo on the outside, Tyler Hall in the slot. Then they had Reed Blankenship, Avante Maddox. But the linebackers were Devin White and Zach Bond. Zach Bond got an interception, a tip ball, but they worked the Kobe Dinan after. I don't know if they are challenging the Kobe Dinan's mental. Are they doing this to get a rise out of him? Not a rise, but I'm talking about coach.
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think. Your position is not going to be handed to you. You can't make it. You know what I mean? What does every coach say to you when are you hurt or you injured? The best ability is availability, and that's the problem with N'Kobe. He's never healthy. So you're not going to get handed your spot. Yeah. You're just not going to get handed your spot. You know, and White is here, and he's here for a bounce back year. So you know he's going to have a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Marissa in the chat. Let's see. Rome says, happy they're attacking the middle field on OTAs. Yeah, I'm for sure.
Yeah.
He says, I know Maddox is Evans' guy, but I think if old boy is on his way out, injury prone, he's to be sent somewhere else straight up. My thing is, at the end of the day, we're on a Super Bowl run. Anything less than that is, with this roster, is
the
bomb. You need all the depth you can. You need all the experience that you can. That's why we're talking about guys like Calais Campbell and guys like Justin Simmons in this defense. The communication level of Justin Simmons is what I'm interested on the back end. In terms of that, that's where I'm at. Like, I need all the experience we can get. What else was I going to say? Other than that, I think guys that have the rookie from Ferris got an interception. That's the D2 star. He got a pick. What's his name again? This is the cornerback from
cornerback. From, yeah, Ferris. I know you're talking about.
Yeah,
Ferris.
Yeah. He rolled up on me and was like, Sean Stevens. He rolled up on me. He's like, man, I got the same Air Max 90s, bro. He's like, I really love those, bro. I see you. He's like, I see you, bro. I was like, all right.
That's super dope because, you know, when we were at Senior Bowl, somebody was like, yeah, I see you at Senior Bowl. And I was like, and I didn't know who he was. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, I was the guy that came up to you and your boy and told y'all had nice kicks on. And I was like, okay, yeah, I remember you now. It's funny because, like, you and I were like fashion guys when it came to kicks.
Yeah, that's just who I am. Sneakers is just who I am. But overall, I think that the competition is great. Drew talks about got to love the competition on the defensive side, the versatility, hopefully not needed, but may come in handy. You talk about Isaiah Rodgers, inside, outside versatility, pick six to the house against Hurts.
I have a question, though, because I know everybody keeps on saying that Isaiah Rodgers is an inside corner, and he's making plays, and I know it's just OTAs and 7-on-7. But when I see some of the things of, like, of what he's done, and I watched some tape of him and highlights and stuff, he's done most of his damage on the outside, bro. Like, so it's just versatility is everything. But, man, could it be that Isaiah Rodgers starts over Quinyon because Quinyon's not ready yet, or they don't feel like he's ready yet? Like, that's a good thing to say, a good thing to have. Not saying that Quinyon's not going to have a good year, because so far, everybody's been saying he looks smooth as butter out there.
Yeah.
But
it's a good thing. Bro, the competition is everything. Like, I'm going to show you this is who played slot corner for the Eagles last year. Avonte Maddox, week one. Week two, Avonte Maddox. Week three, against the Bucks, James Bradbury at slot. Week four, the Commanders had James Bradbury. Week five, we had Mario Goodrich. Week six, we had Bradley Roby. Week seven, we had Josiah Scott. Week eight, against the Commanders, we had Sidney Brown, of all people. Week nine, we had Sidney Brown. And I can recall the Cowboys wide receivers waving to the
quarterback. Yep.
Week 11, we had Bradley Roby. Week 12, Bradley Roby. Week 13, Bradley Roby. Week 14, Bradley Roby. Week 15 versus the Seahawks, Sidney Brown. Week 16 against the Giants, we had Sidney Brown. We lose Sidney Brown. Week 17 against the Cardinals, we have Avonte Maddox. Week 18 against the Giants, Avonte Maddox. The wild card against the Bucks, we had Avonte Maddox. That's what Maddox. Musical chairs last year in the slot. So again,
the goose.
If that list doesn't show you where they were at, I don't know what. I mean, it was a detriment to the defense as well. I felt like we were getting cooked on the outside. So we'll see. Drew says, looking at the file, Rodgers is dope on the outside for sure. He could definitely play either. Putting James Bradbury in the slot was extremely wild.
Bro, he's getting eat up, bro.
This goes back to my point of, like, playing to players' strengths. That's not his strength. It was even. Yeah. It was even.
Yeah.
That's out of position.
But like, Brown, it, but I don't but want it got to the point. Spot either. True, but it got to the point like we didn't have nobody else. So that's what I'm saying. When we have all these guys that people are like, oh, we gotta get rid of. I mean, or oh, we don't want him. You got experience with Avante Maddox. You got experience. Yes. I think what a Maddox brings is experience, and he brings a somewhat of he's been here before, and he versatility. You can play safety, you can play that slot. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ev. And I think for the most part, though, is I think what people got to think about is the more people, the better options that we'll have. Instead of just getting somebody off the street like we did last year when we got Bradley Roby. Shout out to Bradley Roby. He played well at times when he needed to play well. But when you have somebody in the building, they've been in the building the entire time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't miss a beat. And I think that's what's going to happen here.
Before we get out of here, this moment goes out to Evan Hurd and check the medicals with Hollywood Hearn. But my name's not Hollywood Hearn, but I do have sort of the similar hat. The medicals from yesterday, Sidney Brown, he was sidelined. He's still taking mental reps on the back end. He's still recovering from ACL injury. He returned to 7-on-7 action after being held out of team drills last week. Nye Smith is still working his way back from a stress fracture, but he did get punt return reps yesterday. So other than that, I think, who else was injured? Zach McPherson is still working his way back from a torn Achilles. We still do not know who Zach is. And then Eli Ricks got hurt last week, but he was a full participant this week. And then who's been a surprise? Jacob Harris. He was out with the undisclosed injury. So, other than that, that is your medical minute with Hollywood Hearn, but I'm not Hollywood Hearn.
Shout out to her.
Yo, he's down in Nashville. Hopefully he's eating well, man.
I'm pretty sure with Hearn, yeah, he is.
But before we get out of here, I want to give a big shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you're looking to book a trip, go to phillysportstrips.com. The trip to Brazil is going to be amazing. There's other trips that are going to be happening. You name it, the Eagles will be there, and Philly Sports Trips will be there. So check out all their trips and book a trip. Brazil is going to be dope. If you want to come to Brazil, it's going to be electrifying. First part of the trip is in Rio. The second half and the W is going to happen in Sao Paulo. So get on it and get your shit together if you're trying to go on that trip. Shout out to Brian Dawkins and the Impact Foundation. They're having an event on June 2nd. They're going to have a soiree. So if you want an opportunity to come hang out with Brian Dawkins, it's going to be amazing. It's from 6 to 10 on Sunday. I'm telling you, last year it was amazing. Hanging out with B-Dawk, can't get any better. I don't ever wear suits, but they made me wear a suit. I got in the suit. I tried to look clean. B-Dawk, if you get an opportunity to hear B-Dawk speak in person, it's one of those moments where you're like, I can see why people will run through a wall for this guy. Because so if you want to run through a wall for his foundation, come on out. It'll be an amazing time. I know there's like 28 tickets left. I just caught mine yesterday. So I'm going to be rolling there on Sunday, June 2nd.
Dope. I'll be there in spirit.
Okay. Shout out to Bud Light and shout out to Conch Hawk and Italian Bakery and Red Bull for giving the tailgate wings throughout the season. Last word, Tim, before we get out of here.
Yo. Let's go, man. Season's almost here. Shout out to Sergeant Walker. The reason why he stacked up Jordan 12s and hats. Shout out to you, man. Yeah, man. Let's go. June 1st is tomorrow. I think there's going to be a significant signing here soon. Free agency is all year round for Howie Roseman. We already know what's up with that. So let's go, man. And you know, we appreciate y'all rocking with us this morning. So thank you.
Last word before we get out of here, shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn. Shout out to Primo. Shout out to Hollis. Camp is on the up and swing. There's another practice today. Mandatory mini camp will be next week. Mandatory mini camp will be next week. That's when it's going down. Hopefully I can get in there somehow and get my eyes on the squad up and close and personal. I'll be interested to see what they bring to the table. I want to see everything that some of these guys are talking about in my own eyes. At the end of the day, when you get your own eyes and you can make your own observations, that's great. Hopefully you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.